Today in the Gospel, Jesus speaks to us about taking up His yoke. That this yoke is light, it is easy. And He talks about all who are labor and are burdened. And isn't that us? So often aren't we weighed down by the cares of the world, by the cares and the struggles of our lives? And Jesus says, "Come to me. Come to me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light." What is this yoke? Well, this yoke is where He Himself draws us along. He Himself carries us. Earlier in the Scriptures, He gives praise to Almighty God that God has hidden certain things from the wise and the learned, but has revealed them to the childlike. And I think these two things are not unrelated. I think the reality is that we are burdened because we try to run our own lives. And it's too much. You see, when we're gods of our own universe, we're going to find out that we're God of nothing. But when we turn ourselves over to God, the way that a young child gives herself over to her daddy, trusting that He's going to take care of them, that's when we find the yoke of Christ is light. I think about the little child who's on the edge of the deck and sees daddy standing there and says, "Daddy, catch me," and jumps. Now, it doesn't matter if daddy has something in his hand, and it doesn't matter if daddy has a bad back, daddy will catch his little daughter. Everything will drop, and maybe daddy will too, but he will make sure that his little girl is okay. Right? He will do everything within his power. Daddy will do that, because that's what good daddies do. And God wants us to trust Him with that abandon, to become little ones, to become like children. And so to explore this a little bit more, what I've done is I've gone to one of the doctors of the church so that we can get some really good learning on this theology of being a child. Now, for those of you who know her, this particular doctor is St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who died at 24 back in the late 1800s and was not educated in terms of college or getting a doctoral degree. Her being a doctor of the church comes from her spiritual knowledge and closeness with Almighty God. And this is what she has to say about how to be a little child before God. It is to recognize our nothingness, to expect everything from God, as a little child expects everything from its father. It is to be disquieted about nothing, and not to be set on gaining our living. Even among the poor, they give the child what is necessary, but as soon as he grows up, his father no longer wants to feed him and says, "Work now, you can take care of yourself." It was so as not to hear this that I never wanted to grow up, feeling that I was incapable of making my living the eternal life of heaven. I've always remained little, therefore, having no other occupation but to gather flowers, the flowers of love and sacrifice, and of offering them to God in order to please Him. To be little is not to attribute to oneself the virtues that one practices, believing oneself capable of anything, but to recognize that God places this treasure in the hands of His little child to be used when necessary. But it always remains God's treasure. Finally, it is not to become discouraged over one's faults, for little children fall often, but they are too little to hurt themselves very much. So I just want to pull out 5 points from that. And since I'll be breaking those 5 points out, it should be about 10 minutes per point, so sit back and relax. First point, To remain little is to recognize our nothingness. And while this might say, well, hey, this is a bad psychological move, it isn't actually, because it's truth. Without God, we are nothing. When we think we're something without God, we're in for a rude awakening. Like I was saying earlier, when we think that we can be gods of our own lives, we end up falling apart with such stress and such trouble. Rather, it's when we recognize that without God, we are nothing. And that shouldn't depress us, but rather it should give us great joy, because that means that God willed us, loved us into existence. That shows us how important we are. That God chose us to be beloved by Him. The ancient desert fathers, they would go out into the desert at night and look up at the stars, and they'd say something very simple, yet something very profound, and something I think we need to remember in our own lives. They'd look up to the heavens and say, "You are God, I am not." To remain little is to recognize our nothingness. He is God, I am not. Second point. It is to expect everything from God, as a little child expects everything from its father. Do we have that trust? Do we have that confidence in Almighty God? So often people come to me and they say, "You know, Father, I think God is sick of hearing from me." Now, I know there's some sort of tongue-in-cheek in that, but the truth is, if we really knew how much God loved us, there's absolutely no way we could even imagine God getting sick of us. He doesn't. He doesn't get sick of us. He always loves to hear from us. And He wants us to have the confidence to be able to expect everything from Him. To expect everything as a little child expects everything from his father. Think about this. If you were a daddy and your child was really hungry and they said, "Daddy, can you give me something to eat?" Would you say, "Nope, sorry. Too bad. You're not going to eat till tomorrow. But it's only noon. Too bad." No dad does that. No good dad. And God, who is Abba, Daddy, the good father, the one after whom all fathers are named, He will give us all good things. To expect with great confidence everything from the Father.